maybe the Ron Paul people are the real political hard asses that we need in this world. They're the ones, consistently, that put up homemade signs. They're the straw poll. They're the ones that are shouting from the tops, the underbelly, the undergrowth, the tired and disenfranchised, the Green Party that never was, the libertarians that never really get out in throngs, and it's the Ron Paul people that walk around on the corners handing out DVDs saying, you have to watch, you have to see, you have to get involved with this guy. And it's the Ron Paul that we see that's on TV, the man with the two first names, shouting from the pulpit how stupid and idiotic these laws and policies are that are dragging us down as a country. And maybe he's the real one that's coming out and fighting for the common man. Because when it comes right down to it, the lore of American history, I don't know that there's been that many that have really fought that hard, genuinely and truly, that have proved it. I think Ron Paul might be just that guy. But then again, at the end of the day, he's probably just another political asshole trying to get a little bit more drunk on the power and the glory of the higher land office instead of being a congressman. So it was the Ron Paul sign in the AM, cold, withers and whips around, and gets twisted up enough that it says, Paul Ron. It's okay. The man with two first names will always have a full name.